Once upon a time, a little girl became very sick and lost all her memories. She was empty as the day she was born. But in that dark emptiness, the voice of God spoke, walk, talk, heal. And by grace through faith, she did. Soon, the girl was even fuller and more alive than before her forgetting. But the voice of God continued to speak to her, and soon he commanded, heal others as I have healed you. Teach them the power of faith that it may connect them to me and my power. My name is Robin Renee Wilson, and that little girl was me. For the last 35 years, through my relationship with God, I have participated in many miracles of healing, prophecy, and deliverance. None of these should be possible, but that is God's way. You can accomplish anything. Heal the deepest wounds and create doors where there were only walls if you simply trust in faith over facts. Welcome back to Faith Over Facts. I'm your host, Robin Renee, and today I have with me this lovely couple, Gabriel and Lanique. Welcome.
Thank you. Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
I'm excited to have you guys. I was like, okay, I was did her hair for her wedding day and everything. Mm-hmm. Lanique has been in my life for over 20 years. Yes. It's been an amazing journey. She was like one of my assistants, mm-hmm. And I'm just so excited to have you and your just beautiful, lovely husband. I've been knowing Gabe for like, 10 years now? Yeah, it's about 10 years, you know.
From day one. Yes. She was mentioning you every time she needed her hair done. So, mm-hmm. Been to the shop a number of times.
Yes, I'm so happy to have you both here today. You know, love and balance. Let's just talk about just how do you find balance with love, family, and just being married? How do you find balance in that?
I think you kind of adjust as time goes on. Initially, you don't have kids. So mm-hmm. We were able to move around as we needed mm-hmm. and no problems there. And then as you have kids, that's when it starts to become more difficult to kind of adjust. I know for sure when we first started having kids, I think the first one was fine. We were kind of like, okay, we can adjust. We can figure this out. When we had our second one, that's when it was just like,
eye-opener.
Uh-huh. Yes. What is going on? How are we going to find time with work, our own mm-hmm. personal agenda, and then our families and mm-hmm. all kinds of stuff going on? So I think now it's just more so knowing what works for us. Mm-hmm. For example, he worked overnights, I want to say for maybe the first 5 years of our marriage. He worked overnights, and that was extremely difficult because, of course, he's working overnights, he's coming home, and either he wouldn't sleep mm-hmm. and be cranky, or he would sleep the whole day and then wouldn't be able to participate.
Yes.
And so I still remember us praying, like, Lord Jesus, we need another mm-hmm. time schedule mm-hmm. adjustment. We didn't think he was going to do it like he did, which was, we'll tell that story later. But he made it work, and so now he has his schedule more so lines up with mine. Okay. We're able to kind of figure it mm-hmm. out. We try to tell each other things ahead of time.
Yes.
And then we have an amazing support system.
I'm telling you. Wow. And so that's important.
Very.
Oh, my gosh.
Very.
Even right now, our kids are with my mom.
Oh, and I just love your mom.
Oh, my gosh.
She's one of my biggest fans in my support system. So she's just a great support. I just love her so much.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
I love your mom. You know, how many years have you guys been married now?
Be nine.
In April.
Wow. It's coming in April.
That's beautiful. Two kids and mm-hmm. beautiful son and daughter. I mean, their kids are gorgeous. Just gorgeous.
They are.
Thank you
so
much.
I'm a little biased, but they are.
Yeah, they really are. They're so cute. So, wow. So, congrats. Almost happy anniversary. It's coming
right.
up. You know, happy anniversary.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So, Gabe, I know that you was in between jobs at one point. So, let's talk about just the hardship of just being in between a job and how did it affect you? You know, because Nick kind of told me a couple little things and I said, he's amazing. Mm. So how did you handle that?
Well, I don't know how much, we talk often, so I know what her take on it was. And she says a lot of things, and I'm not really quite sure where she got it from, but I thought it was one of the more profound things that she often says, is that we're each other's mirror. Mm-hmm. So now that's very, very true when it comes to marriage, because you're spending so much time with a person. Mm-hmm. That she knows a lot of things about me before I even pick it up on myself. Mm-hmm. And then if you have a woman, or if you have a wife, rather, who is very interested in you, not just interested in a sense of like, yes, she acknowledges that you're there, mm-hmm, but interested in a sense of, I know you, mm-hmm, I see you, mm-hmm, and I'm watching you.
Mm-hmm.
You sort of kind of know how you're adjusting to life, mm-hmm, based on their responses and her responses and things like that. And so for myself, I don't know how out of that space, mm-hmm, I am yet.
Mm-hmm.
It's much like everything that we've been through. We kind of just sort of, once you find out you're in it, you're just sort of going through life and you're just doing it,
yes,
and you're figuring it out every day.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think a lot of my struggles came early on because I have a tendency to withdraw,
mm-hmm,
especially when I feel sort of pressure mounting,
mm-hmm,
and also when I feel like I'm not being heard, I guess you could say,
mm-hmm,
or at least my feelings are not being properly represented. And so my take on how I navigated that space is probably going to be different than hers.
yes.
But I think, to the most credit for where we are now, which is a pretty good space, with the benefit of hindsight, I think that I was okay. I think it was okay. If I had to rate it 1 through 10, I'd probably give myself a strong 6.5, 7 maybe.
Okay.
Because there were plenty of times where I would come in and I was completely emotionally unavailable, as she would say.
Mm-hmm.
Some of it was to the credit of my sleep schedule, mm-hmm, at the time.
Mm-hmm.
And some of it was to the sort of me just mentally checking out,
mm-hmm,
because I didn't like where I was,
mm-hmm,
as an individual. And so I ran into problems with checking out,
mm,
or being in the house but just not being there.
Present.
And she would bring these things up and we would fight a little bit about them, because every time you hear someone, when you're at a space where you don't like where you are mentally, or you know, financially, or whatever the case may be, and you're trying to check out, you are taking yourself out of effectively the room,
mm-hmm,
and you have someone basically at the door,
mm-hmm,
figuratively speaking,
mm-hmm,
saying, no, you can't do that.
Mm-hmm.
You have to work this out. There's a, mm-hmm, family around. And so many of our earlier arguments came from that.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted to check out because I felt like,
ooh,
this
I
is how
it. I
best
it.
Deal with my own individual, mm-hmm, emotions. And then her reinforcing the idea, mm-hmm, of what marriage is supposed,
mm-hmm,
to be. It's like,
mm-hmm,
well, you don't get to do that anymore.
Mm-hmm. That's so good.
And so it was a tough lesson. But I was able to come around. And then I think, you know, opportunities started to come that,
mm-hmm,
sort of, they helped my process, because I wasn't coming in with the same mentality. But,
mm-hmm,
that was a pretty tumultuous season in my life. And so it didn't stop there. So it was how I, even back to what you were saying initially about how we found balance. Me personally, I don't give myself that much credit, because all I know is how I felt.
Mm-hmm.
And I did not feel well.
Mm-hmm.
I did not feel well mentally. I did not feel well financially. I did not feel well as a husband. I felt inadequate.
Mm-hmm.
And so what I was trying to do every day was just not screw things up,
mm-hmm,
in a way.
That's so good.
I don't think that was a healthy place for me to be, but that's how I got through it.
Mm-hmm.
I woke up every day and I judged, I took from the things that she would highlight,
mm-hmm,
about what I was doing and how I may have navigated the day before. And,
mm-hmm,
I just tried to keep it in mind,
mm-hmm,
keep considering.
That's good.
She said, hey, you know, when you left to your car to go do what you do, she didn't like that.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe come in 30 minutes,
mm-hmm,
after,
mm-hmm,
30 minutes. Don't try to stay as long outside and make her feel like. And so there was just so many things.
That's
where,
so good. That's so good that she paid attention.
Right.
Because so many husbands, they don't, or spouses, they don't pay attention into what the other spouse is saying, which she needed from you, or the family needed from you.
Right.
So you said, I might not be able to provide it this way,
mm-hmm,
but at least I can provide what she's saying that she needs from me now.
Right. Mm-hmm. Right.
Which is powerful. That,
right,
shows how good of a man you are. Like, you are a mighty man to be able to say, okay, well, let me just tap into what I can tap into.
Mm-hmm.
That's good.
And I think the balance in that sort of found itself,
mm-hmm,
in a sense, because we didn't really know when we found the balance.
Mm-hmm.
And we don't even know now if we found, like, a balance, because, you know, we just know that there's been a significant amount of time between this really dark place that we were at, that,
mm-hmm,
we both knew that we were at,
mm-hmm,
and now. there's mm-hmm. been some time in between mm-hmm. those mm-hmm. two. But the balance, and it found itself, we kind of have a commitment to each other, kind mm-hmm. of. We have a pretty evident commitment to one another. And so as we're committing to one another in a day-to-day, the balance just finds itself. Even right down to the childcare. You know, mm-hmm. who's picking who up mm-hmm, on the mm-hmm. daily basis. Mm-hmm, that mm-hmm. has to be balanced mm-hmm, because those days need to be planned out. Mm-hmm. Those things can be potential arguments, mm-hmm. especially after the day when she's been working all day and I've been working all yes. day, and then things need to still get done. There's a balance that you got to find in there. So her family are very involved in our children's, mm-hmm. our children's lives. Mm-hmm. So is mine. Mm-hmm. There needs to be balance yes. there. There needs to be a even amount of give and take. So, mm-hmm. you know, who we're gonna let have the kids this mm-hmm, week, or mm-hmm. if we're gonna allow them to go anywhere. Mm-hmm, and so mm-hmm. as we sort of pour into one another, mm-hmm. the balance, I guess you could say, finds itself.
I love that. So, yeah. That's so good, Gabriel. Oh, Gabriel, that was good. Wow, I love how you broke that down. I think that, and for you to be strong enough to say, hey, babe, it's not gonna work.
Oh, yeah.
Because some women are weak. And they're not strong enough to say, babe, you know, this is not going to fly, because mm-hmm. you wanted your marriage to work, because you knew if it continued down that, it was going to work. That showed how much you loved and respect your husband
mm-hmm.
and thank your family.
And I think that I think God knows me and God knows him.
Mm-hmm.
And so when we first started out, we started off as best friends. And I think that was key, mm-hmm. especially for me and the type of person mm-hmm. I am, because we built that relationship where we were very candid with each other. Mm-hmm. Like, he was my best friend. I'm his best friend. Mm-hmm. We telling it each other the like truth. It is.
Mm-hmm.
It was, one of his sisters, I can't remember which one, but they said when we first started, like, just talking as friends, they would walk into the room like, who's that talking to you? Like, because you, like, I guess I was going in on that day.
Mm-hmm.
And they were just like, oh, okay. And so they would just keep walking, but they knew the type of person their brother was
mm-hmm.
and the type of person that he, well, I guess we would say needed.
Mm-hmm.
So even in that, it just kind of goes through. Now, sometimes I am harsh mm-hmm, and mm-hmm. it comes with, you know, being seasoned mm-hmm. and knowing each other more and mm-hmm. more, to where now we have a balance of how we communicate. And
yes.
so just talking to each other, and then even sometimes I'm like, and he doesn't like it because it kind of rolls reverse, where I'll not necessarily shut down, but I'm like, babe, I need some time right now because mm-hmm. I don't want to lash mm-hmm. out at
that's
you.
Good. That's good.
And so now he's like, sometimes he's like, no, I want to talk about it now. He's like, but he's like, okay, mm-hmm. let me give her space. And so that gives us that time to kind of like regroup. And so mm-hmm. when I do talk to him, I'm just like, okay.
Yeah, because if you don't give her that time,
mm-hmm.
she might say something that she does not mean, and she mm-hmm. will regret, and she can't take it back.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Exactly. And I don't, that's the last thing I want to do is chop him down or mm-hmm. make him mm-hmm. feel inadequate or anything mm-hmm. like that. Even the last year, I explained to him, I was like, you don't have this right now. You don't have a job. You're mm-hmm. not able to show up right here. But mm-hmm. I'm like, you've been so supportive of the family.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Like, just how we've been able to navigate. He's been more present. Mm-hmm. And so just all these other things started to show.
That's beautiful.
And I'm like, I saw the effort.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm like, this is lacking. But right now I'm like, we've gained so much throughout this last year.
Because God was allowing him to see the other side of him that he had to offer. Because a lot of times, sometimes God closes doors. And I think we don't realize that. But Isaiah tells us, you know, in 22:22, that God will close doors.
Mm-hmm.
That nobody can open, but he will open doors that nobody can shut.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, we are on his shoulders.
Mm-hmm.
And I think a lot of times we do not allow God. We think, oh, that door was closed. It's bad. No, God is grooming something else in that moment.
Mm-hmm.
Why did he shut the door? Why mm-hmm. did that door have to end? Because he has something greater. But in that meantime,
mm-hmm.
what is he developing? What is he mm-hmm. strengthening? And what he was doing was he was showing Gabriel who he was on the other side. Mm-hmm. Something that he probably would have never was been able to see within himself, or you even saw within him mm-hmm. if he would have been working, because it would be that everyday schedule.
Mm-hmm.
The everyday, so it's that repeated thing, cycle. But by him being able to say, take time and say, okay, I'll step back. I'm like, oh, I really don't like where I am right here, which is amazing, because some men are, they're not like that. So he was like, I don't like that I don't like this person that I am right now, where I am right now, but let me embrace who I can't see myself the way I need to see myself, but thank God he had you. You had you
mm-hmm.
to show him, no, but baby, you are this, you are mm-hmm. that. Giving him affirmations and building him up, and even telling him when he was wrong.
Mm-hmm.
And I think some people are so weak, they can't tell. I'll tell my husband, baby, that no, it's not cool. Mm-hmm. And my husband will tell me, Rob, that's not good.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I need, that's part of communication,
yeah.
to be able to communicate when it's right and when it's wrong, mm-hmm. and still respect, know that I love you enough. Mm-hmm. You know, I think that's so important. And giving your spouse that time to just decompress, take a moment just to chill, mm-hmm. think it through. Because sometimes it can be us, and we don't want to put that on your spouse. Mm-hmm. So let me just kind of just get this, or is it me? Is it him, Lord? Is it, what are you doing in this? Mm-hmm. And I like that you guys gave each other that space. And he said, no, I'm going to talk now, because he loves you. He cares about how you feel. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, he still respects you enough to say, let me give her a moment. I think that's just like so bomb. And I think that was part of one of the things I wanted to know. How do you respect each other's needs? How do you listen to each other's needs? But basically, you guys are just doing it by paying attention to one another and how you flow. Mm-hmm. Body language, the way he's responding. Baby, you out there a little too long. I know you need your man cave, because we all know men need their time alone. Mm-hmm. And but, babe, can you just come in? Because I need you, too. The family needs you, too. And you said, okay, I'm cool with that. Mm-hmm. And I love how... That's how those dark times, you don't need to be isolated. That's the devil's advocate. I mean, that's the territory. He'll just take full range and make you feel worse than you really felt if you stay in those dark places and isolate yourself in those dark seasons. He's like, no, I need you to come on to the light. Come on to us. Come on where the love is. Come on where, And I think it's so good that that happened. You shared something that was so good. You shared how Gabriel was your best friend, you know? And so, Gabriel, so let's talk about that. Like, you married your best friend. Mm-hmm. How did you get to a place where you're like, no, I'm attracted more to you than just my friend? How did that work out for you?
That happened a long time ago. We met at church. Mm-hmm. And we hit it off. And I didn't know, I was really young. I'm about 3 years younger than she is. Mm-hmm. But the community that I grew up in was a very religious community. And I didn't see what the example, even that we're sort of living out right now, I didn't see that in my own home.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And so I desired that. And I desired that really early on in my life.
So you knew what you wanted.
And I knew what I wanted. Mm-hmm. I just did not know who and how I would eventually get it.
Wow. Okay.
But I the serious relationships in my life, I approached with that mindset.
Mm.
And once I met her, I guess the thing about it that was so, beautiful in the end is because it's not how it started. Mm-hmm. When I first initially met her, it was mutual friends. Mm-hmm. We all hung out. We liked the same type of things. And everything that our connection was effectively sort of regular. It's platonic. It wasn't in either direction. And then I went through a period in my life where my relationships with my other friends started to sort of wane.
Mm.
And then it got down to where it was this weird, weird, really crazy space in my life around 2010, 2011, where I found myself with effectively only one friend, and it was her. And she wasn't even around at the time. She was in college.
Mm.
And in that time, I never really was like, yo, I just love this girl. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. It just sort of happened organically because I lost everyone else in my own sort of personal friend circle.
I don't love that, but I love how God moves.
Mm-hmm. Right, right.
I love how God shifts, moves out the way so you can really see.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, that's so good.
Yeah, and so in our beginning started off very rocky. But before we even got into that point, it was sort of, I began to fall in love. And I found, with the benefit of hindsight, I know this now, that at that time, I fell in love with her consistency.
Mm.
She was the furthest person from me. She's 12 hours away, but she was always there.
Mm.
Spoke to her every single day. Mm. And we weren't all like first, 6 months? It wasn't even like flirting.
Mm-hmm.
I remember when I first told her that I had feelings about her, even that went through a period of testing because she didn't feel the same way at the time.
That's what I was going to ask you. Did you feel a certain way for him? You loved him
at that time. I felt like she was out of my league and I was like kind of jumping off a ledge, even doing it. I was very confused. At that time, I didn't even really understand how I felt about her, but I just knew I felt strongly about her. And to her credit, she was honest with me. And she was like, we're friends, we're friends. And I'm
and
not
thank God
yet.
You didn't take it personal.
Right.
You know, some men would have, that goes back to the kind of man you are. Like, mm-hmm. you are, I call you the mighty man. But, you know, that you did not take that personal and you still stood, you knew, you still was man enough to say, oh, I'm still going to be your friend. I'm still mm-hmm. going to love you as a friend, even if I can't have you that way.
Mm-hmm.
I love that, Gabriel. That's
yeah, it
like,
gave, but it gave me time. I want to say, I didn't like it when it happened. I was very hurt. Mm-hmm, and mm-hmm. I mean, the first time I we kissed, she doesn't count it as our first kiss, but it was in the backseat of her, I believe it was her sister's car, and we would, what we would do was, and how we became so close friends, is every time she would come from college, mm-hmm. we would go somewhere. Mm-hmm. I'm in town, like, we're going to go to First Friday,
mm-hmm.
Food truck, and we mm-hmm. just go eat food trucks, or we're going to go see a movie, mm-hmm. or we're going to go to, you know, a concert, Christian rap concert. At the time, we were both heavy into Christian rap, and so mm-hmm. we would go to things like that.
Okay.
And then there were a lot of times where she would just take me, I'm, you know, city boy from Compton,
mm-hmm.
project living for mm-hmm. most of my life up until mm-hmm. I got to be an adult. And so I hadn't really seen much.
Mm-hmm,
I seen
mm-hmm.
a few places, but I hadn't really seen much.
Mm-hmm.
Being with her, I seen a lot more of mm-hmm. even LA.
Okay.
Places that I never would have, you know, restaurants that I've mm-hmm. eaten at. Even like small gyms and things like that, like Venice Beach back in the day.
Yes.
I didn't really know. I wasn't mm-hmm. there. I hadn't been there. And mm-hmm. I didn't have many friends, at least not at that time, that I could share those moments with,
mm-hmm.
and she was that person for me. And that there was like a, was it 4 or 5 months? It felt like a lifetime, but it was like mm-hmm. about a 4 or 5 month sort of period where I'd already told her I liked her.
Mm-hmm.
She had respectfully rejected,
mm-hmm.
And I had to just sort of. It didn't feel weird. It didn't feel weird, but I had to tough it out, and I went right back into my whole. All right, well, that's cool.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Obviously, my pride was hurt.
Yeah.
But I was just like, all right, cool. She was all I had.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And so I felt like if me and her, if I lost her because mm-hmm. she didn't want to be with me, I wouldn't have nobody else.
I love how God, I want to jump into it.
Go ahead.
But I want to say something like, so after you guys got together,
mm-hmm.
did friends start just coming in?
Oh,
isn't that crazy? Like,
it was a rough. It was a
rough.
You want
to
argue?
I'll try to do the filtered version.
Cliff Notes.
Version. Yeah, Cliff Notes. So the way everything happened was because our churches are so tight knit.
Okay.
So there were other people in the congregation that he'd had dated before. There were other people in the congregation that I had dated before.
Okay.
And so. The way it happened was everybody just assumed we were friends, which we were. And the person I had dated kind of sensed that something was going on about the time, but really wasn't nothing. Because,
mm-hmm.
like he said, I really wasn't interested in the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
But as time had went
Once
on...
Once it went public...
Yeah.
It was...
But yeah, so we were kind of like, when we got together, it was... He was serious about me. And that's what was new for me.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I was just like, you know what? Let me give this a chance, because... People would give me the time of day, but they weren't serious about me, about being in a relationship with me, about really
chills.
Like...
Because it's so good.
Yeah.
He was serious.
Yeah.
You felt it.
Yeah,
and that's
exactly.
what I... That's why I didn't want to jump, because that's what I was waiting for.
Mm-hmm.
Because one of the things that I have found is that you need a man to love you more than you love him.
Mm-hmm.
Women, we can automatically fall for you and love you because we're emotional. But your husband, he's in your person, he delivered love you more so that it can, I don't know, something about this older lady told me that she's gone to be with the Lord now, but she said, you need your husband to love you more than
mm-hmm.
to love than you love him.
Mm-hmm.
Because you can always grow to love your husband like he loves you because how he treats you.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why when I was listening to the story, and I didn't know this story mm-hmm. this until today, but I love it because mm-hmm. that's what I was going for. Like, once she was like, hold on, there's something about,
mm-hmm.
like, But you didn't run because
no,
you could have said, prideful, feelings hurt, I'm out.
Mm-hmm.
But God had it to where your friendships was like, but she's my real friend.
Mm-hmm.
And then
go ahead.
No, that's good.
Because I was going to say, at the time, I tried to pursue other situations.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I
mm-hmm.
kind of put it back in my mind. I was like, okay, you know, mm-hmm. struck out. That mm-hmm. kind of hurt my pride. I was pretty sick about it. But I didn't want to let her know.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know, I don't think I did sort of put that weight of how disappointed it
is. Yeah, you did because you loved her.
I kind of was
when
just
you
like...
When you love them and you... It's you.
Mm-hmm.
That's...
That I knew how I felt. Mm-hmm. And I personally, I was devastated. Mm-hmm. But I kind of felt like, okay, well, I don't want to shame her mm-hmm. into like yeah. kind of digging me or whatever, mm-hmm. or give me some sort of a pity date. Mm-hmm. I wanted to be genuine. Authentic, and yeah. so after a couple of days of me kind of sulking a little bit, I was like, all right, you know, cool, whatever. And so I had sort of tried to, I put us back in friend mode mentally. Mm-hmm. And then it was easier because, like I said, she was away and mm-hmm. there was some distance. And so mm-hmm. there was like, I didn't have the opportunity to sort of force my hand and, mm-hmm. you know, kind of love bomb her and get mm-hmm. all in her mm-hmm. faces and things like that. So I had the space.